I'm taking you on a trip across Canada. We're gonna see the West Coast, the Rocky Mountains, the prairies, the Canadian Shield, and the Great Lakes. We're gonna go all the way over to the East Coast, and I want you to sit right here as we go on an adventure across Canada. Welcome to the Great Lakes. Look at this area, guys. Isn't it beautiful? Just here in the Canadian Shield, and here we have the Great Lakes. Do you know what the Great Lakes are? Well, the Great Lakes are five massive lakes that are connected to each other here on the Canada-US border, okay? And the five lakes are Lake Superior, Lake Michigan, Lake Huron, Lake Erie, and Lake Ontario. Okay, those are the five lakes. Now, these lakes are massive. I don't know if you understand how big these lakes are, okay? Right now, I'm just here on the edge of Lake Superior. Okay, Lake Superior, it's the biggest of the Great Lakes. And I'm going to ask you a question. Which do you think is bigger, Lake Superior or Switzerland? Which is bigger, the country of Switzerland or Lake Superior? Well, the answer is Lake Superior is twice as big as Switzerland. Can you believe that? It's twice as big as all of Switzerland. That is just, that's so, so big. You know, if I were to drive from here around to the other side of the lake, it's not like a perfect circle. You know, the lake is sort of shaped like that. If I were to drive from here around to the other side, I think it would take, I don't know, maybe about 12 hours. Because 2 days ago, I drove from Thunder Bay, Ontario, around the top part of the lake to Sault Ste. Marie. Okay, so I didn't even drive, I don't know, maybe a quarter way, a third of the way across, like sort of around the lake, and it took me 8 hours. I was driving for 8 hours, and that's just a piece right on top of the, you know, if I were to drive across the lake, I think it would take at least, I don't know, at least 12 hours, maybe more, to drive from one side of the lake to the other. So, I mean, these lakes are just massive. They're so big. So I just wanted to show you sort of what the, you know, some sights of what the Great Lakes looks like. I mean, yeah, you can see there are some islands and some, you know, just the shoreline is a lot of trees, rock, right, like this. Yeah, I'm just on the edge of the lake here. This is just part of the Canadian Shield, right? Just rock everywhere and trees, bushes. Take a look at this dragonfly. Wow. Have you guys ever seen a dragonfly that big? Look at those cool colors. It's got like that greenish sort of teal color on its back and then the yellow. That is such a cool dragonfly. Yeah, so there's nice, you know, nature. Oh, I see a hawk, you know, just you can see some birds, you know, some just nice wildlife, insects, butterflies. Yeah, this is it's just such an amazing place. This is the first time I've ever been to the Great Lakes. And yeah, I'm not disappointed. It's gorgeous. You know, I'll drive around these lakes and I'll show you some more in the coming days. I'm going to show you some more sights of these lakes, because the lakes are, I mean, they're a pretty big part of Ontario. You know, we're driving out east, so that means I'm going to be sort of driving near these lakes, and I'm going to show you some of the, you know, what this looks like. But it's pretty much going to look like this, right? Just rock, trees, sky. Oh, there's the hawk. I think that's a hawk, maybe an eagle. Look at that. It's flying right above us, checking us out. It's probably like, who's that guy? I don't recognize that guy around here. Well, that's because I'm new here. I'm from Western Canada. This is my first time in Eastern Canada. Anyway, just wanted to show you guys welcome you guys to the Great Lakes, and now let's keep going on our trip. Wow, take a look at this, guys. This is Lake Huron. Lake Huron. Well, it's just a small piece of Lake Huron. It's a huge lake. Wow, isn't that beautiful? You can see all those islands there. Hey, I just stopped off here on the side of the road because I wanted to show you this teepee. Look at this. There's a teepee. Let's go inside a teepee. Remember when I was in Medicine Hat, Alberta, there was a huge teepee there? Well, this one looks like a real teepee. So let's go inside. Look at that. And here's some totem poles as well. Look at that. These things are called totem poles. Right, the indigenous people would sort of like worship. They're sort of like idols, I guess. I'm not sure. I don't know all the information about them, but the indigenous people would sort of worship the totem poles. So here we go, inside a teepee. Look at that. Wow. We're inside a teepee. Isn't that cool? It's like a, you know, just like a tent, I guess. Like, I don't know how many people would sleep in here. I guess one family, maybe one family would fit in here. Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of cool. The roof, part of the roof is missing. I guess if it rains, that wouldn't be a very good, you'd get rained on. Anyway, I just wanted to stop, show you this place, show you the lake. And let's keep going on our trip. Wow, can you see that? I think that's my ferry. I'm in a place called South Baymouth right now, here on an island in Lake Erie. This island is called Manitoulin Island, I think. So yeah, we're gonna cross over part of Lake Erie. I'll show you on the map. I'll put the map up here where we're gonna cross. So we're gonna cross part of Lake Erie, not the whole thing, just a little piece of it, because the USA is on the other side. We're not going to the US, we're just going to another part of Canada here. Look at that. It's a nice ferry there. It says, travel in good spirits. Wow. I think it's a bit smaller than the BC ferry that I was on. Remember at the beginning of the trip, I crossed over from Vancouver Island to the mainland. Yeah, I think this ferry's a bit smaller, but it's still pretty big. Look at that. That's awesome. So it's just gonna pull in over here, and I'm just waiting. I'll show you my SUV here. So all these vehicles are just waiting now to get onto that ferry. And I just bought the ticket over there. It was 60 bucks for a 2-hour ferry ride. So this is a huge lake. It's gonna take 2 hours. That's the same amount of time it took to cross from Vancouver Island over to the mainland. So this is such a huge lake, guys. Anyway, here's my SUV. Here, I'll see if I can show you on the map where we are, okay? Right now, we are right over here on this island here we're in Lake Erie? Or did I say Lake Huron? I can't remember. Anyway, this is Lake Huron, not Lake Erie. This is Lake Erie here, if I made that mistake. So we're gonna go from here to here. You can't even see, really, that there's any water in between there, but yeah, it's just a very small piece, right? Apparently that takes almost 2 hours. Imagine crossing from like here over to the US. That would probably take like 10 hours. I don't know how long that would take, but yeah, anyway. So we're gonna take another ferry, the second ferry on our trip. So that's gonna be exciting. Anyway, I'll just go walk around over there. There's some shops, and show you where the ferry actually docks. So yeah, and then I think it's going to be about another 20 minutes before we can drive onto the ferry. Anyway, I'll just go show you more of this place. It's called South Baymouth. There are a few nice gift shops right here where the ferry is docking. So I'm not interested in buying any gifts right now, but maybe I should buy a gift and send it to you. But I don't know where you live. I don't know your address. Anyway, so yeah, there's just a few restaurants here. It's just a really small place. I don't know if any real people actually live here. I think it's just a small town. I'm sure there are real people that live here in their hometown. But I think mostly people just come here to cross over the lake. So that's what this ferry is here. Just gonna walk over here and show you a better shot of the people and the cars getting off the ferry. Wow, it's just a really nice day. It's really warm today. It's actually not hot. It's I don't know, I'd say it's maybe about 20 degrees. So it's not too cold, not too hot. Nice sunny day. So I'm happy about that. Nice weather, nice trees, nice lake, cool ferry. Okay, so we're here down by the water. And look at that. There's our ferry. Wow. Isn't this nice? Lake Huron. Lake Huron, wow. Well, better go back to my car, get ready in case I have to get on soon, but I think it's gonna be a few minutes. All right, guys, we're driving onto the ferry. Wow, look at this. Hey guys, I'm on the ferry now. I can hear someone's car alarm going off over there. Okay, so let's try to find our way. Oh, you can see there's a car alarm. Wow, that's a very slow door. It's windy! Wow! All right. Here we are on the ferry, just leaving Manitoulin Island and going to a place called Tobermory, just sort of across the bay. It's gonna take apparently almost 2 hours. Here you can see a nice little lighthouse over there. Wow. Well, let's go onto the top deck. See if I can find my way to the top deck here. This is exciting. I think this ferry is very similar to the one over in BC. It's got a restaurant and it's got some bathrooms, and yeah, so I think it's pretty much the same thing. Okay, we're going up to the top deck. Wow, look at that. Some nice chairs over there. People are relaxing there. Let's see, I'm not on the top yet. Just go up here. Alright, I guess we're on the top of the ferry here. It's a little bit different than the one out in BC. Wow, honestly, if I didn't know any better, I would think this was the ocean. I wouldn't think this is a lake. Look at the size of that. You can't see anything over there. That's just such a huge lake. Hey guys, I found a model of the ferry. Look at that. Isn't that awesome? Wow, and over here, there's a bunch of brochures. Look at all these brochures. Have become a popular tourist destination. Hmm. The population of year-round residents. Wow. The wheelchair here, and some drinking fountains. And yeah, just a nice place to sit, to work. Maybe I should pull out my laptop and start editing this video. Hey guys, take a look at this sign here. It says, please do not hold children on or over the railing. Wouldn't that just be common sense? Oh, here, I'm gonna take my baby and hold my baby over the freaking lake. That's, you know, sometimes it just astonishes me how there have to be signs for things. You know, maybe it's happened. You know, maybe maybe they have this sign because maybe one time some parents were hanging their kids over the edge of the rail, and maybe they dropped their kid and maybe the kid drowned. I mean, look at this. Imagine falling off here. It'd be like falling off into the ocean. It's pretty much like the ocean. It looks like the ocean. All right, this is a good map of where we're going, okay? So we just left South Baymouth here, and we're going down here to Tobermory, okay? So this is all in Ontario. It's just crossing a little piece of Lake Huron. Okay, Lake Huron is huge. It's not even the biggest of the Great Lakes, but it's still really big. Okay, then from here, this road goes down to Toronto. Okay, so from here to Toronto, it's about maybe a 5-hour drive. So yeah, a lot of driving. We came from way over there. We drove down here, down through Manitoulin Island, and here we are. Now we're somewhere over the water here. So welcome to Lake Huron here in Ontario. It's a nice sunny day. Look how bright it is. Wow. That's awesome. You know, I always knew the Great Lakes were big, but seeing them for myself, you know, they're just massive. Like, it feels like you're on the ocean. I mean, just take a look at this, right? You can't see any land. It's just nothing. And this isn't even, you know, the middle of the lake. We're just sort of on one of the sides of the lake. I mean, like, imagine being in the middle of the lake. It's just like a sea. It's like the ocean. Hey, you can see a seagull. See that seagull flying there beside the... there it is. Beside the ferry. I don't know what the seagull is doing out here. Maybe it lives on the ferry because there's no land anywhere near here. I mean, I don't know how long it would take for a seagull to fly like 10 kilometers or 20 kilometers, but yeah, I think that's probably how far it is to the nearest land. Probably like 20 kilometers. Now we're about halfway across the, well, not the lake, but halfway finished our trip. And yeah, there's no land anywhere in sight, so I don't know what a seagull's doing out here in the middle of the lake. But yeah, I just wanted to tell you guys that these lakes are bigger than you imagine them to be. Like, when you look on a map, right, I told you that Lake Superior is twice as big as Switzerland. You know, that's just sort of, that's a fact that, you know, it's just, it's interesting, but you can't really understand it until you actually see the lake. Like most lakes you see in your life are just sort of small, right? You can usually see across to the other side of the lake. But a lake like this, Lake Huron, is so much bigger than a normal lake. I think the Great Lakes altogether here in, like, in Canada, on the Canada-US border, I think they make up about 20% of the world's fresh water. 20% of all the world's like lake water, basically. That's a lot. Just these Great Lakes here, you know, almost like a fifth of the whole world's fresh water. That's insane. That's how big these lakes are. I just can't believe it. Looking out there, I mean, it looks like the ocean to me. But anyway, just wanted to tell you guys about that. All right, guys, we just got off the ferry, and I'll show you where we are on the map. So today we went from Sault Ste. Marie, we drove over here down through this island, and then we crossed the ferry right over here, and now we're right there. And it's already 8 o'clock in the evening, so I decided I should just stay in the closest place, you know, edit the video, and then leave earlier tomorrow morning. So yeah, so I'll just put a sticker here on the on the map, I'm going to stay in a place. I don't know if it's a town or a city. It's called Owen Sound. I think it's a town. So it's about right there. Okay. So look at that. Wow. We're getting over here close to Toronto and not too far from Ottawa and Montreal. We're getting closer to the East Coast. So I'm excited about that. Anyway, I'll show you my hotel when I get there. Oh, forgot to roll the dice. Here, we can't forget that, can we? It's the most important part of our tradition, if I can get the dice out of my car. Okay, here we go. Hey, look at those nice flowers. Look at those daisies. Man, I think those are called daisies. Those are nice, white and yellow. Maybe if I throw the dice into that patch of daisies, that'll bring me good luck. All right, are you ready? Here we go. Yes, I was right. Good luck. The daisies brought me good luck. Well, thank you, daisies. Aren't they nice? Anyway, let's keep going and I'll show you my hotel when I get there. All right, guys, I just got into my motel here in Owen Sound, Ontario. Let's see, I'm in room 20. Room 20. Seems like a nice, peaceful town. Just went and did a little bit of shopping, bought some food, and now just gonna relax here. Wow, these are long days of driving. The last few days have been, what does this say? Main floor, room 18 to 25. Okay. Oh, look at that. Room 20, right here. Well, let's see if this works. Okay. We're in. So this one was $69 a night. So this one's just a bit cheaper than we've been paying. Hey, it looks pretty good. Look at that. Two nice big beds. Wow. No TV. Oh, the TV's up there. I thought there was no TV. TV's there. We've got a microwave and a mini fridge. Okay. Now let's check the bathroom. Okay, wow, this actually looks really new. Look at that. This looks really new, doesn't it? Yeah, wow, this is much nicer than my last motel, and this one is cheaper. So, you know, the motels in Canada, you never know what you're gonna get. You never know if the internet's gonna be bad or if it's gonna be sort of, I haven't had anything where it's been like really good internet. It's been like, the best has been like okay, but the worst has been like you can't even load a web page. Right, so it can be pretty bad. But yeah, in terms of cleanliness, yeah, this looks pretty nice actually. Yeah, wow. I'm impressed for 69 bucks a night. A lot better than my last place. Anyway, thanks for joining me today at the Great Lakes. And yeah, tomorrow we're going to keep going on our trip. But right now, I'm just going to relax, maybe watch some TV and eat some food and then fall asleep. Hopefully get a good night's sleep and we'll be on the road tomorrow. So thanks a lot. I hope you guys are having a great day. I'll see you guys over in tomorrow's episode.